Taste of OTR is an event that highlights the cuisine, the culture, and the music of one of Cincinnati's most colorful neighborhoods. The event also benefits Tender Mercies, a local organization that works to provide housing solutions for homeless adults with mental illness. I spoke with Russell Winters, CEO of Tender Mercies, to find out more about the second annual Taste of OTR. Well, Russell, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
I guess a good place to start would be to ask you if you could tell me a little bit about Tender Mercies itself and what the organization does here for Cincinnati.
Sure. Tender Mercies was founded in 1985, and our mission is to transform the lives of homeless adults with mental illness by providing security, dignity, and community in a place they call home. So we have about 6 buildings here and over the Rhine, and our mission is based on the belief that housing is a basic human right, and that by addressing the factors that led to homelessness, we can help a person prevent a return to the streets.
So do you deal primarily with veterans or just whomever
has mental illness? So we have men and women. About 10% of our population is veterans, but people from all walks of life, because mental illness knows no income, boundaries, anything like that.
How did Tender Mercies become involved in the creating of Taste of OTR?
Taste of OTR was the brainchild of a Tender Mercies staff person, and the proceeds from beverage sales benefit Tender Mercies and our mission. So Taste of OTR is a great way to come out and have a great time to support a great cause.
And this is the second year that you're putting on the Taste of OTR. What sort of events and things do you have lined up for the Taste?
The turnout for the first Taste was overwhelming for us, and it surprised even the restaurant vendors. Many of them ran out of food, so they are prepared this year for bigger crowds. We have about 21 vendors lined up, anything from Tom and Chi with their great grilled cheese. Kaze is going to have their fabulous Japanese-inspired pork buns. Taste of Belgium is going to be there. Eli's Barbecue was a big hit last year. The music lineup is awesome this year. Our headline band is Sunny Knight and the Lakers. Sunny Knight has an awesome story. He was a recording artist many years ago, and then he left the music industry to pursue a full-time career as a truck driver. And just in the past few years, he has gotten back into music. And his band has this kind of neo-soul vibe, and they're going to be the headline band at 8:45. But there's something for everybody. The music starts when the event starts at 11 a.m. that day, and it goes nonstop throughout the day.
Any lessons that you might have learned from the first year that you're going to adapt in the second year?
We've encouraged the restaurants to prepare for a crowd. We have an extra beer truck this year, so the lines will be shorter this year. So there'll be 2 beer trucks. There'll be a wine booth. There will also be a PNC Bank misting zone this year, so people can cool off in that as well. Even adults can cool off in that this year, so that will be a really nice feature this year as well. A new feature this year, 14th Street, just north of the park, will be a food truck alley, so that will be a new feature this year that will be a great addition to the event.
And on top of that, I guess it would make sense to mention that Taste of OTR is, because it's in Washington Park, open to the public, very family-friendly, very kid-friendly, accessible to pretty much everyone.
Absolutely. This is an event that is free to the public, family-friendly. There's going to be face painting for kids. Washington Park has its fabulous water feature for the kids. There's going to be kid-friendly food. There's pizza, ice cream, popsicles. The music is kid-friendly as well. There's folk music, there's reggae, everything like that. So Washington Park has that awesome civic lawn. So we encourage families to bring a blanket, come on out and enjoy the food, and just spend the day with us.
The second annual Taste of OTR runs from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. July 26th at Washington Park. More information about the event can be found at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
make sure you rush out and buy that, okay? We need that.